Everyone say it. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. In Hebrews chapter 10, I want once again to begin reading the 35th verse, Hebrews 10, 35. And my subject is strong faith, or excuse me, having strong faith. And it is so important that we have strong faith every day. We need to strengthen our faith. Amen. So begin at verse 35. And forgive me if I seem to stutter a little bit or whatever. Sometimes you have something else stirring in your spirit while you're talking. And so sometimes you're talking and listening at the same time. Does that make sense? I said, does that make sense? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. If it don't make sense, just bear with me. Glory to God. Verse 35, therefore do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Amen. We covered a number of things last two or three weeks, or two weeks, that I've been ministering on having strong faith. And I won't go through those again, but I told you last week that I wanted to focus tonight on Abraham. You ever heard of Abraham?
Yes.
Glory to God. Great man of God, Abraham. Praise God, praise God. So turn to Romans, the 4th chapter. Romans chapter 4. And I'm not going to read the entire chapter, but I want to read, I'll pick it up at verse 17. Now, Abraham is spoken about in the Old Testament. Amen. Throughout the Bible, he's spoken about. Now we are here in the New Testament in Romans chapter 4. And the writer is writing, the Apostle Paul is writing about Abraham. So Abraham is a good example of a man of faith. Amen. And God used him as an example. So Romans chapter 4, let's pick it up at verse 17. It says, as it is written, I'm going to read a while and then we'll go back. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. This is God talking to Abraham. In the presence of him whom he believed, In the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did, who contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations according to what was spoken. So shall your descendants be. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. And it goes on to say in verse 22, and therefore it was accounted to him for righteousness. Let's read on. Now, it was not written for his sake alone. You see that? It was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but also for us. It shall be imputed to us who believe in him who raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead, who was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised because of our justification. Amen. I read in Hebrews chapter 10 that the just shall live by faith. Faith is not a fad. It's a lifestyle. You hear me? It's not a fad. It's a lifestyle. We are to live a life of faith. There are many challenges that we have to face in life, but we are to remain in faith regardless of what the challenge may be. Because we've already been told that our faith is going to be tested. Okay? Hallelujah. Our faith is going to be tested. But we must always remember that the greater one lives on the inside of us, and we have God's promises to stand on. Listen to this. You do not have to fall. You do not. None of us have to quit. So now let's take a look at Abraham. I don't know if I'm gonna finish this tonight. I'm not in any big hurry anyway, but I wanna bring out some important points. Now, again, as I read, Abraham is a good example of a man of faith. First of all, listen to this. Remember, I think I told you this Sunday, but I want to tell you again tonight. Faith begins where the will of God is known. Always remember that. Faith begins where the will of God is known. If God had never spoken to Abraham, Abraham would not have been a man of faith. Therefore, number one, what is the promise? Find out what the promise is. And of course, we find that out through the Word of God, right? We find that out when we hear the Word of God preached. I'm talking about the true Word of God, the uncompromised Word of God. When we hear the Word of God preach, then we find out and we learn what the will of God is for us. We learn what His will is for us. I want to know what His will is for me. Amen. So we see here in verse 17 that Abraham received a promise. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. God told him, I've made you the father of many nations. And of course, God told him that I'm going to give you a son. You're going to have a son. You're hunting around 100 years old, but you and your wife are going to have a baby. Amen. You're going to call him Isaac. Now, I don't care who you are, and I don't want to get in, please don't get nervous. I'm just preaching. But I don't care who you are, if God speaks and tells you you're going to have a baby, and if you love God, and you look up to God and say, Lord, thy will be done in my life, you can be 100, 110, it's going to happen. Uh-oh, I hear some silent, nervous laughter. God gave Abraham a promise. What am I saying? You and I have promises from God right here. That's the point I'm making. God's given us promises that we can stand on. We have promises. And some of you know all too well that if you had not stood on the word of God, you would not be here today. Is there an amen out here somewhere? Amen. Hallelujah. The same here. Yours truly. You have to know God's promises and stand on God's word. But if you don't know what God's word says, you have nothing to stand on. Right? Hallelujah. So Abraham counted him faithful that promised. Give me Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. 23rd verse, Hebrews 10. And this is the same attitude that we must take. Hebrews 10, 23. Hallelujah. Read that nice and loud on three. All right? Everybody ready? Three. Read it again. Hallelujah. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope or our faith without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Hallelujah. I remember in the early 90s when the finances in this ministry practically dried up. We were in the red. And I remember, well, first of all, let me say this, that it was week to week. We had bills that the ministry had to pay. And you know, you look at the checkbook and it could depress you. So I chose not to look at it very much. And I had gone full time in the ministry at that time, and I think I had taken her on in the ministry as secretary. And so just out of nowhere, like things dried up. Didn't understand it. So I told the Lord, and I'll make this story short, but I told the Lord, I said, listen, Lord, I want to say something to you. I believe your word. I believe your promise. I'm out here because you sent me. I'm out here because you spoke to me. But I want to say this to you, Lord. You know I am not a lazy man. I have gone into the ministry full time. But I don't mind looking for another job. I have a wife and four children to feed. And I'm going to feed my children. Pay my bills. My family had gone to bed. The house was dark. I couldn't sleep. I went into the den and prayed in the spirit and just spent some time with the Lord in the dark. Everybody else was asleep. God spoke. How many of you know he'll speak? I don't think this was audible, at least I don't think it was. I think he just spoke to my spirit, but it was strong. It was strong. And he said, you know, sometimes we expect God to say, James, my son, listen to me. I have something to say to you, my son. Your God, the Holy God, is in your presence. Fall on thine face before me and hear my word. None of that happened. I'm sitting in the dark in the den, meditating on God, meditating on his word, and I heard God say, whether it was audible or just in my spirit, I don't know, but this is what he said. Keep on doing what you're doing. And that was all he said. I'm waiting for more, y'all, because I'm thinking what I'm doing ain't working. What I'm doing is not working. And he only said it once. Keep on doing what you're doing. And I got to thinking about this later on. Our checkbook was in the red, but somehow, some way, you remember this, Paul? We paid every bill we owed. We never got behind on any bill. Being full-time in the ministry, we were receiving a salary. Guess what? You ready for this one? We never missed a check. We had to hold a few. We had to wait sometime, but we never missed a check. And I cannot tell you to this day exactly when it changed and how it changed. But all of a sudden, the finances begin to come back. I didn't know what to do except for what I was already doing. And I was I'm talking to God about going back to work, and he's having none of that. He said, keep on doing what you're doing. Keep on doing what you're doing. I would have gladly went back to work. Matter of fact, the folks wanted me to come back. But I obeyed God. Because, guess what? I had a promise.
That's right.
I was standing on his promises. Look, even if I had gone back to work, I was still standing on God's word. Because I understood that even if I'd have gone back to work, it would have been for a season, because I knew my calling. I knew it would only been for a season, but I was willing to go back to work for a season. And God said, keep on doing what you're doing. He didn't say anything about contact your former employer. Matter of fact, I remember it like it was yesterday, sitting at my desk, working. You know, sometimes God will show up while you're working. Sitting at my desk, doing my job, tending to my own business, and the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, tell your supervisor that you are resigning at the end of the year. December 31st will be your last day. I shared that with the folks in the office, and they thought I was crazy. But I knew I heard him. But the whole time, I'm standing on the promise. He is faithful, that promise. He told, listen, and I'm standing on his word. But also, I know he spoke to me when he said that keep on doing what you're doing. I was not going to change anything, because I counted him faithful, that promise. You hear me? When everybody was telling me, man, you are crazy. What is wrong with you? You got a wife and four children and a handful of people at church, and you going full time. And by the way, let me say this, because I know folks are watching the live stream. I don't encourage anybody to do what I did unless you know that 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 you heard God. Because if you don't, you're going to starve. See, I'm not sharing this for somebody to go copy it. You got to follow God for yourself. You got to stay in the word of God for yourself. See, that's the problem sometimes in the body of Christ, because people say, well, you know, that's the way such and such did, so I'm going to do it exactly the way they did. That may not be what God's will is for you. Amen. Is there another amen out here? Amen. Somewhere? And I stayed in this book. Y'all hear me? I stayed in this book. Stayed in this book. Stayed standing on God's word. Abraham heard from God. And God gave him a promise. Put Hebrews 10 up there again. 23. Some folks, let's do this real quick, guys. This is a New King James Version, and this is what I'm reading out of. Put the original King James, Hebrews 10:23, the original King James up there, because I heard some of you quoting it from the original King James a while ago, so we'll read it. Here it is. Let us hold fast the profession, and that's the same as confession. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith. Faith. Hope. Faith. Without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Amen. Abraham had a promise. Glory to God. And I like what else it says in verse 17. I'm back at the New King James Version now. what I'm reading out of here. Listen, it says, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him who he believed, God, who gives, listen to this, y'all ready for this? Who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. I think the original King James say he calleth those things that be not as though they were. Well, let me ask you a question. If God was calling those things that be not as though they were in Abraham's time, don't you think he's still calling those things that be not as though they were today? And guess what? We can speak God's word after him. If God gave us a promise, we can call those things that do not exist as though they already did. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What do you need God to do for you? First thing you need to do, decide what do you want God to do for you. The second thing is to find out if it lines up with his word. Because God's not going to bless anything that goes crosswise his word. You hear me? He's not, if it doesn't line up with his word, he's not going to bless it and he's not going to honor it. So you need to find out what do you need God to do for you. Number two, does it line up with his word? And if it lines up with his word, then you stand on that and follow his instructions. We've been ministering on the Holy Spirit. And I love to quote this. Jesus said, he will lead us and he will guide us. And he will show us things to come. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me say this. And I'm going to try not to be too long tonight. I'm going to cut this short. Give you something to chew on and to ponder. Too many of us are just settling for what's good. God wants you to step it up. Just because you have something good just because you have God's good does not necessarily mean you have God's best. You hear me? Sometimes we've been so used to doing without that when God does do something good for us, we say, glory to God, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, and rightfully so, we need to bless him. But we settle right there when God wants to take us further. You hear me? I say, do you hear me? Amen. God wants to take us up another level. But if you settle on the first floor, you'll never make it to the second floor. Hallelujah. Are you still with me? Amen. Folks, where does time go when I start preaching and teaching? And I'm going to leave it with verse 17. I got some more I want to share with you. But I want you to go back and read it. And if you have to, get by yourself and just read the word of God and let him minister to you. Verse 17, once again. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations, in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things that do not exist as though they did. There are some things right now you need in your life . They're not there. There's some things you need God to do for you. There's some things that some of you need some miracles. And I'm not just talking to those of you in the sanctuary. I'm talking to those that are watching the live stream as well. But I'm here to tell you, God is more than able not only to meet that need, but he's able to take you beyond. But it's up to you. It's up to me. Never forget that the Bible says that we are laborers together with God. God works with us as we work with him. Amen. When we are willing to work with him, that's when we will begin to see some things change. And if we don't see any evidence of change today, next week, next month, you don't stop. You keep on forging ahead. Why? Because you count him faithful that promised. Hallelujah. Abraham could have given up. Matter of fact, Sarah did think it was kind of funny. But Abraham was a man of faith. He knew the will of God for his life. He knew what God wanted to do, and he stayed with it. And guess what? He received a promise, didn't he? He received a promise. Amen. So if you'll stay with God, he'll stay with you. Stand on his word. Maybe you believe in God for healing in your body. You stand right there. You stay with it. Yes, that's right. You stay with it. Maybe you need finances, some more finances to come in. Stay with it. Although when it comes to finances, I do want to say this. Remember, we work with God, right? Amen. We work together with him. If you believe in God for finances, find something to give him. How do you do that? By blessing someone else. Amen. Amen. Remember the widow's mite? She had very little, but she was willing to give what she had, and guess what? Got Jesus' attention. Got his attention, and preachers like myself down through the years have been preaching about this widow. I believe that woman's in heaven. I really do. And I'm looking forward to meeting her one day and shaking her hand, because she was a woman of faith. And Jesus said she gave more than those that had abundance, because she gave all she had. They gave out of their abundance. What am I saying? I'm closing. receive God's word, believe God's word, work with him. Work with him. And he'll work with you. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word tonight, and we know that your word will never, ever, ever.